Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
One man and one story on the front of every newspaper this morning. Pope Francis, the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, has a photograph of the Pope, and they just have two words, or three: people's Pope. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page, a humble servant. The Irish Sun, Ciao Francis, and they have photographs of cardinals surrounding the Pope. The Irish Daily Star on the front, among his flock to the end, Francis looked like he knew he was dying and wanted to spend final hours greeting the crowds. The Irish Independent has a quote of Pope Francis's final message of hope to the world: we must use the weapons of peace. The Irish Examiner just has two words on the front page: Pope Francis. They go on to write that from the slums of Buenos Aires to the halls of the Vatican, his voice has been one of conscience. The Irish Times on the front page: Pope Francis, 1936 to 2025. The President Higgins has led Irish tributes to Pope, whose funeral could take place on Friday, the Irish Times reckons. And we have an Irish Cardinal, of course, overseeing the running of the Vatican until a new Pope is elected in May. The Across the Water, the UK papers, has on the front page of the Times, outsider with a mission to change the Catholic Church. Then the Guardian, groundbreaking head of Catholic Church, Pope Francis dies at 88. And the Daily Express, he touched the lives of so many. King Charles leading global tributes to Pope Francis yesterday, describing him as a man who touched the lives of so many. If you are interested in reading more about Pope Francis, there are pages upon pages upon pages, I'm talking 20 pages in some newspapers this morning, on Pope Francis, which means that there isn't room for many other stories in the papers. But there's a different religion story on the front, or sorry, inside the Daily Telegraph. And I'm interested to see, would this be the case in Ireland too? If some of you were at Mass over the weekend, you might get in touch with us on 087 1400 106, because across the water, they're saying the churches enjoyed bumper attendances over Easter because of young people. Some parishes across the country reported congregations up by half compared to recent years, and the figures are being buoyed by large numbers of young people turning to religion. Now, the only way you might get slightly nervous about this is that they do say one of the signs of a recession is when you see more people at Mass or at Sunday service. And as I say, Gen Z is driving a resurgence to Easter church attendances in England. Don't know what it was like here in Ireland as well, but the crowds thronging to churches there. Staying with young people, Gen Z, they're ditching fancy coffee for an ordinary cup of tea. The Sun tells us nearly two-thirds had picked coffee as their favourite hot drink last year, sparking fears for the cup of tea. But more than a half of under-28s now prefer tea over a flat white latte or cappuccino. I knew people would get over their notions. There's nothing wrong with a cup of tea. I have plenty of them in the morning. And it seems that people also feel that coffee is making them feel a bit jittery and a bit anxious, so they're turning to the cup of tea. And that's a very handy survey that came out yesterday. Just happened that it was National Tea Day, so people drink tea according to National Tea Day. Loads of celebrity news in the papers, actually, and one which was quite surprising from the Irish Independent is that Liz Hurley has left fans speechless by announcing a new romance with Billy Ray Cyrus. So Liz Hurley posted a photograph of Instagram on Instagram of herself cuddling with Cyrus on Easter Sunday, an unlikely pairing it would seem, and fans are shocked and didn't have it on their 2025 bingo card, is what they say. Read more about that in the Indo. There is a company called K9 which charters private jets for your pets, and there's a big feature in the Times of London about this. The company has flown more than 3,000 dogs across the Atlantic on private jets. And other private companies are also reporting a surge in the number of people looking to book planes with their dogs. The dog breeds that fly the most, the Golden Retriever. They have a great life, it would seem, non-stop on private jets. So we have Golden Retrievers followed by Labradors, French Bulldogs, Cockapoos and Golden Doodles. And they reckon that the reason why so many people are choosing a private jet to fly is that they don't like their dogs in the hold of a plane. They want to have their dog on the nice leather seat on the private jet instead. Now, for women, this is very interesting. I don't wish to have a link between dogs and women, but it's kind of similar because in the same way that dogs smell each other, it would seem that women are judging other women on their scent. In the Mail, we're told women can tell if they're going to be friends with another woman within 4 minutes of meeting her, and they're guided by smell as much as any other sense. So you may think that people judge each other by appearance and look each other up and down. Actually, it is the scent. And this is from Cornell University in New York, and they say that people take a lot in when they're meeting face to face, but scent, which people are registering at some level, though probably not consciously, forecasts whether you're going to end up eventually liking that person or not. And after the women meet, they were asked to reevaluate the smells, and they judged the woman based on the smells. That's according to the Mail. So something for men and women to consider. Final story comes from the Mirror. There's a big survey of people's favourite bands, and in particular people's favourite British bands. And some might say that the Beatles is the best British band of all time, but the Mirror tells us that's not the case, because listeners to Radio X have voted the Oasis hit from 1994, Live Forever, as the best single ever. And there's three more Oasis tracks in the top 10. And the Beatles don't get a showing until number 43. So out of all the British bands, the Beatles, number 43. Out of the top 100 tunes, as I say, Live Forever comes in first. People's second most favourite song is Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. In third is Oasis, Slide Away. Fourth is I Am the Resurrection, The Stone Roses. Fifth is Champagne Supernova with Oasis. The Rolling Stones comes in sixth with Gimme Shelter. Sam Fender is in seventh with 17 Going Under. In eighth is Don't Look Back in Anger. Ninth is Arctic Monkeys with 505. And in 10th is Back to Black, Amy Winehouse. So the Beatles, not even British act, it's not just bands. The Beatles, number 43 on that list. I'm sure a lot of people would have a view on that. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers this morning.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.